Today from the Ohio Newsroom, a wild turkey success story.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from the Ohio Education Association, representing dedicated professionals who work to continuously improve Ohio's public schools every day. You can stand with the Ohio Education Association, educators, and parents to ensure students have the tools to succeed, because public education matters. More at ohea.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. Tomorrow, many of us will be chowing down on turkey, and while ours will likely have come from the supermarket, you can find the bird in the wilds of Ohio. They're native to the state, and these days they roam all 88 counties. But early settlers once pushed the species out of the state entirely. The Ohio Newsroom's Aaron Gottsacker reports on the effort that brought the Thanksgiving bird back.
In the midst of the hubbub of Columbus, Glendon Woods Metro Park stands as a reminder of what Ohio looked like hundreds of years ago.
The landscape in Ohio was so different from what it is today, namely more heavily forested.
That's Mark Wiley, the forest game bird biologist for the Ohio Division of Wildlife. We're walking on a trail beneath a canopy of trees, dropping their final leaves before winter fully sets in. Wild turkeys thrive in this environment, and back then, they covered the state en masse.
In the range of a few hundred thousand birds, 200,000 to 300,000, but maybe more, it's possible.
But then European settlers entered the picture.
They started carving out farms, chipping away at the mature forest within the state for various land use purposes, mining, iron ore, furnaces, and of course agriculture.
Coupled with unregulated hunting, and little by little, wild turkeys began to disappear. By the early 1900s, there were only a handful of confirmed sightings of the bird in Ohio, and by 1910, they were gone from the state entirely.
There were a lot of efforts after that to restore wild turkey to the state. In the earliest decades, so the 20s, 30s, 40s, those efforts used captive-reared turkeys.
Those birds didn't have the instincts to survive on their own, so those reintroduction efforts never panned out. But in the 50s, neighboring states trapped 150 wild turkeys and released them into Ohio.
They were successful in southeast Ohio and then actually expanded even farther than we thought they would.
It turns out wild turkeys were more adaptable than scientists originally guessed. So as Ohio reforested during the 20th century, the bird didn't stick to the state's backwoods. They moved into the cities, too. Maybe you remember the viral moment from March when turkeys interrupted a traffic stop in the Cleveland suburb of Bay Village. Body camera footage shows the birds chasing a pair of laughing officers back to their cars. These days, the birds populate every one of Ohio's 88 counties, and they're flourishing. After a few years of lower-than-average hatches around 2017, data from a citizen science survey indicate their numbers are on the rise again. And the state's Division of Wildlife is conducting deeper research into the birds' population. They've placed dozens of microphones in the woods to capture recordings like this.
We take those recordings and we can analyze them using a software program that does a really good job of identifying all the bird calls on that audio recording. And so we can use that to detect the number of gobbles on each recording.
That number helps biologists like Wiley better estimate how many turkeys actually live in Ohio and where they're at. The data informs wildlife management decisions and hunting regulations, all put in place so that wild turkeys can continue to roam Ohio's landscape long into the future. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Aaron Gottsacker.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. Have a great Thanksgiving. We'll talk with you Monday.